this is Leslie Zann. Have you ever really lost it? I mean, got so upset, disappointed, or aggravated at a situation that you became emotionally paralyzed? On the other hand, have you ever been so over the moon with enthusiasm and excitement that you simply lost your presence of mind? The constant reactive teeter-totter of emotions can be both thrilling and draining. And unfortunately, whether you're thrilled or drained, those overwhelming emotions are likely to disrupt you from doing what you must to increase the growth of your business. In honor of the 4th of July holiday, I'd like to suggest you explode or eliminate those emotional disruptions. Your solutions are in this month's Zann Plan. If you are ready and willing to play full out, July will be your month to declare your emotional independence. Your declaration of independence from the tyranny of erratic emotions requires a powerful, focused mindset. Let's review three simple, proven methods for overcoming your self-imposed limiting beliefs, balancing your emotions, and strengthening your leadership skills. Strategy number one, identify and overcome your self-imposed limiting beliefs. Most people in direct selling do not aspire to be average or just good enough. Once we make a commitment to pursue something we're passionate about, we deliver our best. First, we define the benefits for creating success or our why. Then we learn the systems or activities necessary for creating that success, the how. The trick is to connect your why with the how. And what stops that from happening? Simply this. You run into a wall of limiting beliefs, and it's a wall you have built yourself brick by brick. I'm not smart enough, pretty enough, educated enough, old enough, young enough, experienced enough, or fill in the blank enough. And what does it take to tear down that wall? You begin by identifying the fears and limiting beliefs that built the wall in the first place. It's only through awareness of what's keeping you stuck that you can begin the demolition process. Awareness is your first step towards emotional freedom. Once you identify what's holding you back, you can then make the commitment to get unstuck. The energy behind your commitment will empower you to identify your next steps. With a plan in place, you will harness your courage and take that first step. This is the process that allows you to break down your barriers. I am a committed devotee of developing your inner game. In fact, I developed a virtual program for this called Choose to Be a Champion, Conquer the Top 10 Fears, and Multiply Your Direct Selling Business. You can learn to identify and extinguish the fears that have been keeping you stuck. By moving through the process of awareness, commitment, identifying your next steps, and taking courageous action, you'll easily connect your why with your how, conquer your fears, and create a world of unlimited possibilities. As you harness the courage to make changes in your life, as you deliberately move toward a world full of unlimited possibilities, it will result in a roller coaster of shifting emotions. The key to weather this ride is balance. Balance your emotions. Stay even. I remember when my first mentor counseled me about my erratic emotions. I was venting, as usual, and it was obvious to her that my overreaction to the situation, my out-of-control emotions, were holding me back. She advised me to stay even, not to get too high when something good happens or too low when something disappointing happens. She called this balancing my emotions. I've learned firsthand that staying even is not always easy. But once mastered, it's totally worth the effort. Life happens. It's how we respond to it that makes the difference between happiness and suffering. For example, Don't get too high when you sponsor a new business partner who promises to reach the top of the plan in record time. This person has social skills, she's articulate, seems coachable, has a large, attentive sphere of influence. She has the funds to get started and is crystal clear on her why for building a successful business. Shazam! Your excitement level is over the top. You are straitjacket crazy thrilled. Status? Too high. Not balanced. So what about when this new partner doesn't deliver on her promises? What happens when, after talking to just a few people who are not interested, she quits before she ever even starts? And not only does she quit, she informs you via text. Bummer. Result? Your level of disappointment is so paralyzing, you can't muster the energy to reach out to a new prospect for days. Status? Too low. Not balanced. So how do you buffer these highs and lows? How do you take charge and declare your emotional independence? First, identify a recent situation where you reacted either too high or too low. Next, apply the powerful, neutralizing word, maybe. She looks like a fabulous new business partner. Maybe. She's not living up to her potential. Maybe. By adding maybe, you can pause, rein in your emotions, and move into balance. You can remind yourself of the uncertainties in the situation and respond with a cooler head from a position of emotional independence. Maybe also gives you the space to respond more appropriately. If maybe she'll be a fabulous business partner, how will you work to make that relationship a reality? If maybe she won't live up to her potential, how will you help her overcome her uncertainty or, perhaps, let her go without judgment? With awareness and through practice, you can successfully put this powerful principle to work in both your business and your personal life to sustain your emotional independence. When you teach yourself to balance your emotions, you'll be a more effective leader, a more successful entrepreneur, and a happier person. You can harness this newfound emotional strength and integrate it into your leadership style. Strengthen your leadership. As a leader, you must continuously evaluate how best to support your team. By helping emerging leaders achieve their goals, you achieve your goals at the same time. That's one of the many inspiring benefits of your direct selling business. With their best interests in mind, how do you discover if you're on the same page? By asking a few good questions. When was the last time you asked your emerging leaders, what do you want from your business? Are you satisfied with the pace of your business? What's your next goal? It's not uncommon to be unintentionally running in different directions. This miscommunication can stifle the potential for achievement. As each new month begins, check in with your team and confirm, what do they want from their business? Are they satisfied with their current title and income? Do they want to move forward, or are they comfortable with where they are? Don't confuse what they need to accomplish in support of your goals with what they need to accomplish in support of their goals. Having a monthly qualifying call allows you to effectively guide them while at the same time prioritize your efforts as a leader. To enhance your time together, you should review a simple snapshot of their genealogy. How many qualified legs do they have? How many are stable and growing? And how many are weak or tenuous? Are they moving people into the Fast Start program? Is their organization growing, plateaued, or going backwards? The data doesn't lie. Once you both see the reality, together you can plan how to move forward. Most business models promote the following activities. Talking to new people. Sharing a balanced message of business and products. Sharing, educating, and branding via social media. asking for referrals, utilizing three-way conference calls, scheduling live and virtual guest-driven events, sponsoring new business partners, developing new fast start earners, signing new customers, promoting and title, participating in trainings, and teaching your team to do the same. When your focus is on helping the business partners willing to take action, you'll have fewer frustrations and misunderstandings. Your emotional independence is strengthened when you and your team are on the same page and running in the same direction. Don't just declare it. Do it. With these key strategies, you'll create and sustain your emotional independence. You'll be prepared to overcome the challenges that can and will arise in your business. Emotional independence will be yours this month and every month.